With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting President Biden continues to work diplomatic channels in search of a Gaza war ceasefire. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A day after talking with Jordan's king, the president spoke with his Egyptian counterpart about their hopes of calming tensions in the Middle East through a ceasefire and hostage release deal. In a statement, the White House said negotiations have now reached a final stage. Meanwhile, the U.S. military sent a dozen fighter jets to a base in the Mideast to help protect Israel and American troops. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, the Justice Department says an Iranian assassination plot has been foiled and a Pakistani man has been arrested.
A thief merchant allegedly traveled to New York in April for the purpose of hiring hitmen, even paying a $5,000 advance to the would-be assassins, who were actually undercover law enforcement officers. He was arrested last month before he could leave the U.S., and the plot was foiled by the FBI. Court documents do not identify any of the potential targets, but the case was unsealed just weeks after U.S. officials disclosed that a threat to Donald Trump's life from Iran prompted additional security in the days before a Pennsylvania rally last month, in which Trump was injured by a gunman's bullet. The shooting was unrelated to the Iran threat. Norman Hall, Washington.
Democrat Alyssa Slotkin and Republican Mike Rogers have prevailed in their party's primaries for an open U.S. Senate seat in Michigan. Slotkin is currently serving her third term in the U.S. House and defeated actor Hill Harper. Rogers is a former U.S. representative who defeated several other Republican candidates after he was endorsed by former President Trump earlier this year. A recovery day on Wall Street. The Dow up by 294 points. The Nasdaq rose 166. This is SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom are more satisfied.
A poll released by the Belonging Forum reveals that 72% of self-described believers say they are satisfied with their lives, compared to 65% of non-religious people. The survey also found that Christians are more friendly, more neighborly, and more involved in trying to improve their communities. The Belonging Forum says, quote, "Christian faith is a powerful and universal social force for good and promotes a sense of belonging in our communities." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge ruled that Florida's transgender health care ban discriminates against state employees and violates their civil rights. Judge Mark Walker said the state's ban violates the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which protects employees and job applicants from employment discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, and national origin. The lawsuit was filed in 2020. This is SRN News. Here's a cool idea, literally.
It's a so-called cool paint. Developed by Japanese automaker Nissan, it's said to keep vehicle passengers cooler in the sweltering summertime. And it's proof of the old saying that necessity is the mother of invention. This cool paint comes at a time when Japan is suffering through a record-breaking heat wave. But the company notes the coating is six times thicker than typical auto paint, and that's complicating efforts to bring the breakthrough to market. Rich Thomason reporting.
Michael Bloomberg committed $600 million to the endowments of four historically black medical schools through his organization Bloomberg Philanthropies. The gifts announced Tuesday are among the largest private donations to any historically black college or university. They include the Howard University School of Medicine. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.